Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce recently went through a change in leadership as Candace Kendall, as we mentioned during the first segment, is the new CEO following the resignation of Amelia Harrison, who moved to Florida in order to be closer to family members. And Ms. Kendall is joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Next thing I want to ask you about is just some of the programs the Chamber's had over the years. I'm curious if they're going to continue on. Leadership Tuolumne County is one that we often hear about. Is that one going to continue this year?
Definitely. Leadership Tuolumne County is our biggest program, biggest annual program. It runs from September to June every year. It's a 10-month program. And participants, right now we're accepting applications for 2020, class of 2020. I was very lucky to be on that board for 2.5 years. I went through the program myself in 2015-16, and it was invaluable. I've heard people who have been residents of this county for years, who have been born and raised here, that have learned so much from going through this program.
Yeah, I know there have been a number of people at Clark Broadcasting, too, who have gone through that program. For those who aren't familiar, what exactly does the program do?
Leadership Tuolumne County, it's broken up into topic days, and we have different focuses. So, like the very first day is going to be arts, culture, quality of life. We have business and the economy, law and justice, and it takes the participants of the program into a very personal, very upfront view of just how these different things interact with our day to day. You know, there's so many things that sometimes we don't even know that this takes place. You know, we don't know the struggles that maybe our law enforcement have to deal with, being staff, having to find people, maybe just looking at small businesses and just seeing just how many businesses we have in this county that are international and that people don't know about that, or just a one of a kind. You know, and it's really an eye-opening experience for these participants. We just really want to get them to know and maybe grow their love for this community.
So for people who want to join the program, is there a fee and kind of an application process?
There is. The fee is $750, and it's $700 if you do early bird registration, and that's up until August 7th. Because we extended it one more week. So we have about 6 or 7 people already applied, and they go through an interview process. Nothing very formal, but, you know, just to, because they really need to take part in every day. You know, it's really important to the program. It's important to the other participants that everybody's involved, everybody's committed to the time. They spend the day going through each of these topics, and then during the year they're also responsible for having a service project, which they decide what that's going to be themselves, and it's something they work on and finish for before graduation, which is in June. Last year's class did an above ground garden for interfaith. The year before, worked on raising funds for foster kids, you know. So it's always a community-based service project that will help benefit our participants and our community. I don't know if you're familiar with the volunteer fair that took place last year and this year.
Sure.
That's a Leadership Tuolumne County class project that they decided to do.
Okay.
For a second year.
I remember years ago the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce would put on town hall type luncheons every so often. Is it true that that's something you're considering bringing back?
That is something we have. We used to do them every quarter. You know, for whatever reasons, maybe we couldn't get speakers. I don't know. I really want to make sure that we get those back. I feel like sometimes our speakers are a little daunted by the word town hall. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about probably rebranding that a little bit, make it a little more maybe like a lunch and learn or something like that, you know, just to keep current with, you know, issues affecting us as well as things of interest. Sometimes they're fun, sometimes they're serious, sometimes they make people angry, but, you know, it starts the conversation.
What are some of the other type events that the Chamber puts on?
Okay, we have mixers every month. We have an annual wine event at Seven Sisters, which is usually in September. We just had that in July. So that was my first big event. And it went really well. We had a really good turnout. People really enjoyed it. We have our annual awards, community awards gala in November. And we accept nominations of businesses of the year, teacher of the year, administrative professionals, you know, different entrepreneurs, and all citizens of Tuolumne County are invited to nominate people for these different awards, and then they're presented in November. It's also a really, really good program, and we always look forward to that every year.
Having been to those events in the past, I know that's always a big night for the installation of for the board of directors and so forth, and a new board chair. So what can you tell us about your board of directors, kind of what they do and who they are right now?
Right now, Margaret Davis is at the helm again. She always says she's not going to do it again, but she's always been very supportive of the chamber. And, you know, she really enjoys doing it. We have a 15-person board. And they represent very, very varied areas of business in this county. We have realtors, sales people, people in the health industry, the casino, you know, very, very varied from small business to very large businesses. And I feel that they represent just a very large cross-section of the community, so that we're really able to touch on the needs of everybody.
We're talking with Candace Kendall, who is the new CEO of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, Motherlode Views next week will be joined in studio by Cole Prisabilla, who is the new Tuolumne County Economic Development Director following the dissolution of the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority. We'll hear about his plans and some of the things that he is working on. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment coming up with Chamber Director Ms. Kendall will be in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.